And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms or restrictions apply.
On today's Fantasy Baseball in 15, we'll discuss rebounds for a pair of slumping sluggers and a recalled catcher to consider.
Like death and taxes, Dodger's been a Dodger.
I have not had three cold brews yet.
It works great in a fantasy league.
I'm just glad I am not at the dentist.
Fantasy Baseball in 15 on The Athletic.
Welcome to Fantasy Baseball in 15 for Thursday, June 3rd, presented by Topps. Check out Topps Project 70, celebrating 70 years of Topps baseball cards. I'm Al Melchior. I'm here with Michael Beller. And Michael, we've got the stock watch coming up today. Some interesting names there moving up and down. Some interesting streamers for today. So we got a lot to get to here, but let's start where we always do with the news and notes. And Steven Strasburg back on the IL, this time with a neck strain. So we discussed this situation within the last couple of episodes. Neither of us seemed really compelled to pursue a replacement here. Eric Fetty's still a possibility, but he's on the COVID IL. Also, an update on Fernando Tatis Jr. He did not play in the Padres game on Wednesday, so still dealing with that oblique issue. Still looking like a day-to-day situation for Tatis. And a scary collision also in that Padres-Cubs game. Ha-Sung Kim and Tommy Pham collided. Pham is set to get a CT scan on his jaw. Both did leave the field, although Kim needed some assistance in doing so. And both are just considered day-to-day. So all things considered, not as bad as it looked initially.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what that CAT scan returns on Tommy Pham. And, you know, Ha-Sung Kim looked like he got the brunt of the collision. Definitely very scary. So hopefully both guys are okay. But we'll see. Day-to-day right now doesn't necessarily mean that there isn't an IL trip for one or both of them.
That is true. That is absolutely true. We have an IL trip now for Mitch Garver, who had groin surgery on Tuesday night, was placed on the injured list on Wednesday. And so the Twins recalling Ryan Jeffers. And if you think back to March and the intrigue that was around this Twins catching situation, two potential high-end fantasy catchers that would have to vie for playing time. And it's not really, you know, turned out to be a good season for either so far. But Jeffers back up in the majors, hit just .217 to AAA St. Paul, but with five homers. So is he at all in play for one catcher leagues? Is two catcher leagues really where we're looking here?
Definitely two. I think one catcher league, he would have to show to us that he's going to be earning the bulk of the playing time from Rocco Baldelli. I'm not quite sure I'm ready to trust that just yet. But if he does show us that, then maybe we could talk about him in one catcher formats.
All right. So, you know, catcher always a tough position to fill, especially in two catcher leagues. So at least now you have another possible option there with some upside. And sticking with the Twins here, I don't know what's going on with the outfielders there, but Rob Refsnyder now to the injured list with a concussion. So Twins have called up Gilberto Celestino. Not really good power numbers in the minors. Not sure where the fantasy appeal may be here outside of AL-only leagues, but just a tough situation for the Twins. We will move on here. Madison Bumgarner getting an MRI on his left shoulder on Wednesday night. He's really slumped of late, so maybe there's an explanation for it, but we'll keep tabs on that. Former Diamondback A.J. Pollock, ready to return this Friday for the Dodgers. Been dealing with a hamstring injury. Justin Dunn to the IL for the Mariners with shoulder inflammation. They'll likely replace him with a bullpen game at least the first time through in that rotation. So nobody necessary to look for there on waivers as a deep league replacement. Kyle Schwarber leaving the Nationals game against the Braves with an apparent knee injury. Jonathan Villar also with an early exit. He is dealing with a tight hamstring, And here's our closer note for the day, Michael. Yimi Garcia blowing a save against the Blue Jays. Looked like the Marlins were finally going to get off the schneid there, but blowing the game in the ninth. Bo Bichette's triple blew the save for Garcia, and then Garcia saddled with the loss on a sacrifice fly. So that's two consecutive losses for Garcia in two outings for him. Is it time to start looking at who is next? Do you think they go back to Anthony Bass? Do they go with Dylan Floro, who pitched the eighth in that game? Does it matter?
Yeah, I suppose Dylan Floro would be next, but even after these back-to-back loss takings by Yimi Garcia, he's got a 2.86 ERA, a 1.14 whip, 23 Ks in 22 innings. The guy has pitched well enough to this point to get a little bit more of a leash from Don Mattingly. So if I am in on Yimi Garcia, I am nowhere near panicking.
All right. Good to know. We have enough panic with our closers in fantasy.
Yes.
So one situation maybe we don't worry about quite just yet.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
So let's turn to the Wednesday standouts, and going to start with a couple of hitters here who haven't provided the power that we hoped for them, that I think we rightfully expected from them this year. And I'm talking about Juan Soto and Dylan Carlson. And in fact, I wrote a piece earlier this week for The Athletic that included Juan Soto. It was a mailbag piece, basically focusing on players who have really surprised in either a bad or a good way so far this season. And Soto, unfortunately, has surprised in the bad way with a surprising lack of power. In the month of May, Soto had just 4 extra base hits in 106 plate appearances, but he is now homered in back-to-back games at Atlanta and 3 barrels over those 2 games. So the thing I wrote in the piece, Michael, was just if Soto continues to slump into this week, I'm actually going to look at some alternatives in my 3 outfielder league. I am obviously not doing that anymore.
Yes, you are not. And I wish I were in a league where the Juan Soto manager would have been panicking on him, because this is Juan Soto. Talent always rises, and this is not just talent. This is immense talent. So throw those first couple months out of the season. This dude's going to play like an MVP the rest of the way.
Yeah, well, obviously, you're not at all thinking about a drop situation here, but the lack of production, it seems like Soto has turned the corner, so there's good news there. Dylan Carlson also, not much power on the whole this season, but he has really turned it around the past few days. On Wednesday night, 2-for-4 with his 6th homer of the season against the Dodgers. So now his last 4 games, he has 3 homers, and he's 7-for-16 with a couple of barrels there. So his barrel rate now is just now peaking above 3%, which is not good. He's, even with this little mini hot streak, he is 99th out of 121 qualified batters in terms of barrel rate. So which do you weigh at this point, Michael? The short-term power outburst that kind of confirms what our expectations were coming into the season, or the bigger picture at this point?
You know, I still look at the positive, especially since the positive is more recent. And I don't say that from a recency bias standpoint. I say it from a young player finding his sea legs in the majors standpoint. Dylan Carlson is a very talented, big-time pedigree sort of guy. You know, we shouldn't be surprised if guys need some adjustment period to the majors. So I feel pretty good about Dylan Carlson from this point forward. And hey, the Cardinals got a little silver lining after giving up 11 runs in the first inning to the Dodgers yesterday.
Yeah, that's the thing. This is the player I picked from that game, from the team that didn't score a lot of runs. But, you know, the Dodgers, they rarely make the standouts portion of the show, because
we sort of expect it.
Exactly. My reaction too to this is that it's maybe a little bit of something to take note for those who
are thinking of dropping Jared Kelnick. And I've seen plenty of that on Twitter, like people saying, should I drop him? Or people saying they had dropped him. So if somebody in your league has dropped Jared Kelnick, definitely jump on that. You know, it takes time. It takes time, especially for younger players often. Randall Grichuk, former Cardinal, couple of homers for him against the Marlins, and he's now up to 11 on the season. So not quite the flurry of two homer games that that we've seen so far this week. But Randall Grichuk keeping that going. But in that game, Alek Manoah, not a very good start. Didn't even make it through four full innings, giving up three home runs in 3 1/3 against the Marlins. Again, a team that's really been struggling lately. I think we can put this in the same basket with Jared Kelnick or Dylan Carlson, that, you know, it's not going to be a spotless season for Alek Manoah. You've got to expect these bumps in the road.
Absolutely. 100%. You look at what he did in AAA. You look at what he did in his first start of the season against the Yankees. And that's really what you lean on more than this. No one just comes up to the majors and breezes right through. I guess we could point to Juan Soto when he first came up, but like, this is a very hard game to play. It only gets harder as you go up to the highest level in the sport. So I am not at all worried or anything about Alek Manoah. You can maybe raise your eyebrows at the fact that this came against the Marlins, but those are professional hitters too. So move on and we'll be happy with it, or we'll be looking forward to his next start. Don't care who it's against.
All right, fair enough. Framber Valdez looking good back in the Astros rotation. 7 innings, 10 strikeouts, just one run allowed against the Red Sox. So, again, I think maybe a case of just confirming high expectations that many of us had for him. But on the other side of that game, Nick Pivetta, 6 innings, just 2 runs allowed, 9 strikeouts for him. And I'm kind of getting past the skepticism. He's been pretty solid all year long.
Yeah, you know, I think we should. He has been pretty solid all year long. All the rates look pretty good. They all seem supported by his peripheral stats. And, you know, he's made a substantive change. More slider, less curveball, basically cut the changeup out of his game. And it's really helped him. I think that slider curveball change really is something that he's been able to use to his advantage. Slider's got a whiff rate up near 33%. It's been probably his best pitch this season. Seems to be spotting his fastball a little bit better too. I think we got to take this for what it is. This is the Nick Pivetta that, you know, we thought we were getting years ago in Philadelphia.
Yeah. So sorry, Phillies fans. Fortunately, this is for you. This is happening for the Red Sox now. Sean Manaea gets the Seattle bump. It never seems to fail. A 4-hit shutout. So not a no hitter for Manaea, but a 4-hit shutout with 8 strikeouts, 2 walks. Not sure there's much to comment on here other than it's good to stream against the Mariners, especially in Seattle.
Yes, I think that's true. And Manaea, another guy who, you know, we weren't exactly sure on coming into the year, but has been, you know, more, has been much better than we could have expected, I think. So take what he's doing at face value as well. You got to feel pretty good about him if he's on your team, trotting him out there every time, not just against the Mariners.
All right. Well, speaking of the Mariners, let's see who we could stream against them. Now, the Mariners going on the road for their next series in Anaheim. It's going to be Griffin Canning taking the mound for the Angels, Justice Sheffield pitching for the Mariners. So Canning definitely gets in the discussion here as a possible streamer. Eliezer Hernandez for the Marlins, Tyler Anderson for the Pirates. I think you could consider both of them, even though Anderson has been slumping lately. Casey Mize gets a tough, tough assignment at the White Sox with Lance Lynn opposing him. And then Vladimir Gutierrez, he goes up against the Cardinals and Adam Wainwright. And then a streamer versus streamer possibility here, Martin Perez and Jake Odorizzi. So Perez, Odorizzi, Hernandez, Anderson, Mize, Canning, Gutierrez. Who do you like here?
Yeah, this is an interesting group of guys. Casey Mize, I think, is the best on a pure talent perspective and how he's going. You know, he and Tarek Skubal both have turned a corner for Detroit, and it's been fun to watch those two guys. I am a little wary, however, of the matchup with the White Sox. It wouldn't totally scare me away because of the way he's been pitching and what his ceiling is. It would be something I would think about, though. Eliezer Hernandez, to me, is also really interesting. He's got the Pirates matchup. It's his first game off the IL, so would worry about pitch count and volume. Is he going to go deep enough to even get a win in this game? But still someone I think about. And on the other side of that game, Tyler Anderson does jump out at me. He's had plenty of good starts this season. Never someone who's going to stick on a roster, but can take advantage of a good matchup. And despite what the Marlins did to Alek Manoah yesterday, that's still a good matchup. Those are the three guys who I would look at most closely.
All right. Well, and let's take a look at some longer term trends here in the stock watch. Couple players up, couple players down. And while it's not been going well for the Marlins lately, Garrett Cooper has just really been on fire. His last 15 games, he's batting .392 with three home runs. And on the pitching side of the ledger here, Germán Márquez, who I feel like gets unfairly maligned for being a Rockies pitcher, but has been, you know, fantasy relevant for quite a few years now. In his last five starts, he's just been really, really very effective. 32 innings, 35 strikeouts, 12 walks. If there's a weakness, you figure it's the walks. The walk rate is not too bad. Only three home runs allowed and a 1.97 ERA over those five starts, with really strong whiff and chase rates to back it all up. So Cooper and Márquez, do these hot streaks change anything for you longer term?
I think what we take away from this is that Márquez is not just someone who we pitch on the road and bench at home. It's not that simple with him. He can succeed in Coors, so think about that with him. Garrett Cooper, he's on the radar, the fantasy radar, I would say across the board, because of all the injuries that we have in the fantasy game right now. So I think that he's someone who, if you're looking for an outfielder or a first baseman, he can fill in for you for sure.
All right, and Matt Chapman, maybe I put him in the rundown a little prematurely, did go 2-for-3 against the Mariners on Wednesday night, but before that, 3-for-41 with no extra base hits, 16 strikeouts, and John Means not doing quite as well as he was earlier in the season, of course, tossed a no-hitter. His last three starts, 18 and a third innings, just 15 strikeouts, a whiff rate just over 10%. Only three walks, which is good, but six home runs, which is very surprising to see from John Means. So has his status changed maybe from being, an automatic rotation staple to maybe looking more at the matchups now?
I don't know necessarily about that. This feels like a short-term downturn for him. His last three starts have been against Tampa, Minnesota, and the White Sox. Three very tough assignments. And it's not to say that he can't succeed in those tough assignments, but, we're not going to knock him completely because of struggling in those games. Still getting strikeouts, so I'm not totally running away from him here.
All right, so something to consider as we head towards the end of the week here. And this is the end of this episode of Fantasy Baseball in 15. So if you do have a moment to rate and review the podcast, we will greatly appreciate that. For Michael Beller, I'm Al Melchior, and we'll be right back here on Friday.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.